Hello everybody, welcome back to Gen First Podcast. This is the fifth time I'm going to be trying this. So, yeah. This podcast is on scandals that are happening. So, guys, let me tell you great news and I'm really excited for this. My podcast is officially on Spotify. So, if you are a fan, go over to Spotify. If you don't have Spotify, make sure to download it. And if you have low storage, then your phone, delete it, or whatever you have, and install Spotify. Then if you don't see my name on it, which is Jennifer Rose, that's 3 R's, by the way. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I forgot. I was like, sorry about that. My brother just did a middle finger. I was like, I was so shocked, though. What? Anyway, my thing has 3 R's, so don't forget to check it out. You will see diversity is unreal, and you will also see this type of that anime. That's okay. So, how can scandals be officially dealt with, and how can scandals be something that shouldn't be happening, and things that you have points. Some people have points and some people have points, but some people have points that are good, some people have points that are bad, some people have points that are in the middle, like, this is good, but what you said, you also have things that are bad about this thing. So it's like combined together for and against. So some people are against scandals, which I am, and people are for scandals, which I am also am, although I'm mostly against scandals. The reason why some people are against scandals and some people are against for scandals, it's like, when for against scandals, like, it's taking up your space, it affects my life, because all I can see is on YouTube is this. I want to watch something else. I want to watch my favorite YouTubers or my favorite YouTubers. All they care about is the scandal that is actually happening right now. So I'm like, wow. I'm like, wow. So the reason why I'm against scandals is because it takes up too much of my entertainment, my YouTube life, because I'm like, oh, I want to watch this video. But obviously, I'm sorry, I'm screaming. Obviously, I cannot, because the scandal is basically happening. And I'm like, really? This again? This too? What is going on with people these days? They are actually taking out our favorite YouTube videos. They are literally like, we have to keep on watching old videos over and over, because when they post, like, oh yes, and then we see that they actually just posted another about the scandal. I'm like, okay let me leave this YouTuber. I'm gonna look at another YouTuber. Then you see that the YouTuber is that YouTuber that you go to is not exactly doing this scandal, but it's talking about the scandal. You can tell it's talking about the scandal. So it's like, wow, okay. Then you look at other videos, it's like not necessarily about the scandal, but it's about something that all you see is scandals everywhere. I have a scandal with this, I have beef with this, not beef turkey, bro. I have a beef with this person, I have beef with that person, I have beef with that person, that person. I'm like, which person do I have beef with? This person or this person? Just end the beef already. Just say you're sorry. Hug it out and let's go. Let's just go. And then there's scandals with this person, scandals with this person. And even if there was no scandals with this person, the third YouTuber that you would go to, is the person is not, doesn't have any scandals. The person just likes to get involved with the scandals. It doesn't have anything to do with the scandal. It's not even someone that should be even involved with it. Nobody even knows him, but he just likes to get involved. They're like, oh, I saw this, and then everybody told attention, and then he gets more followings because he has better scandal evidence. And he's like, oh, I know this. God, no, you don't. You just made it up. And then it's like, oh, I know this, I know that, I know this. Like, the third YouTuber is trying to get himself in the scandal. And he's just talking about the scandal, saying how, and he's crying, even though he has nothing to do with the scandal. Let's say, like, two chicken Burfi, two chicken McDonald's McFlay, although I'm just making things up off the top of my head. And then the person, and then there's a beef with, and McDonald's and KFC. Then let's say Mod Pizza is not even close to them. It's really not. And then like I'm gonna be nosy and my business in this, girl. I'm gonna be nosy. I'm gonna be real nosy. I'm gonna be real noisy, like, oh, let's see this now, like, oh, I know this, I wanna get involved, and they get involved in the snap of their click of the fingers, like Thanos did, boom, and then Iron Man, boom, whoops. That was a spoiler. Okay, cool. If you haven't watched Avengers Endgame, I blab a lot. Wow. Mrs. Blabbermouth. What a big mistake. Okay. So, I just thought it. I was like, nah, I don't want to fart in front of you guys, even though he has nothing. So, they're like, he doesn't have nothing to do with it, and then he's just going over, and then he's like, oh, let me see if I can get myself into this a ridiculous scandal, and then I've got myself in this, like, this ridiculous scandal, and I'm like, go stop. And then what, you have nothing to do with the scandal, leave the scandal alone. If you want to help, then you will help, even though your contributions are not going to help a little bit. Don't put your, if you like, is it inviting my school, when two people are fighting, obviously, like a bully and a talking, you obviously, instead of like, I'm not talking about those type of scandals where like leave yourself from it, don't go in. And like, ooh, and then you get in trouble. Don't do that. Don't be a bystander. Do not support the bully. Support the targeter. Support the targeter that the bully is supporting. Like, I mean, the bully is like those type of things. The bully is targeting. Don't actually be like, whoa. Actually say stop to the bully, and the bully, and if they don't get, and if they don't know what stop because they're too dumb, then instead of telling the teacher like a big fat baby, you say if you do not stop, you do, like, you will literally punch them. Like, don't ever, if they keep hitting you, pull a prank on them to see how bad they feel inside when they hurt us. So yeah. So it's kind of weird. So that I just go into businesses, and then yeah. Well, then let's talk about the real scandal. Why, now the next topic. Why are there scandals? The reason why there's scandals, like I said, I'm being repetitive. I'm back, guys. Oh yeah, sorry. So it keeps on happening like that, and it's so annoying. People, so why this happens? Generally, one person that does everything. It's normally one person's fault. Always one person's fault. It's generally nobody else's fault. Nobody else's. And I think because they feel like they need something, because they feel like doing something, they just, I can't explain it. The reason why they, is generally only one person that starts the argument, and then everybody jumps on the train. It's like a trending train. One person does this and the other person does it, then it starts going, everybody wants to do it now. But it's like a trending train. So basically it's one person that starts the argument. The one person that starts the argument cannot take in their feelings. So they're like, sorry, I'm just going on my email, and I'm like, what? I sent into my room. I'm gonna answer my question. But... No,
gosh, oh my gosh. So it's generally one person that does it. Instead of them to talk face to face, they don't have the guts to say face to face, but they do have the guts to go on YouTube and say their problem that they should have fixed with the person face to face. They will make the other person's life a living hell, guys. That's just not even a good example. They will make the other person's life a living hell for them to actually say face to face. They're like, no, I'm gonna tell everybody on YouTube. And the second thing, the other person that maybe that has a problem with the person, maybe just has a really big mouth, and generally it's the other person's fault. The person must have done something. There's a 50% chance that the person have done something that got the other person upset. Instead of them talking face to face, the person had to go on YouTube and make the matters worse. So yeah, like the matters worse, and it's really heartbreaking to know that people don't even care. Like, yeah, so it's normally the person's fault for actually doing something, and the other part, the other 15% chance is maybe the person just doesn't know what they're doing. They don't have a head, they don't have a sense, like they just want to start off a scandal. Oh yeah, that's one thing. Why is the scandal happening? The scandal is normally happening because the other person is doing it. Is the other person either did something, like I said, the other person did something. Instead of them to sit, talk face to face or why they think is wrong, or why I think is wrong, or basically why you think is wrong, and I think it's wrong and why they shouldn't have done it, they wouldn't do that. They're like, oh, I'm gonna expose the person really hard, they will feel really bad on him. Let me tell you something. What is better, talking to people on the internet about a personal situation that should be dealt with care, or actually talking to the person face to face saying, I don't like what you did, with honesty? Why do you think people say honesty is the best policy? Why can't you just say that? What do you think is better? Dealing with someone's personal issue with care and telling them how you feel, like everybody's opinions count. But your opinion does not count when you take someone's personal life onto the internet without even a single hint of permission. That's not even permission anymore. That's just taking someone's life and just throwing it away as if it's absolutely nothing. That's not permission at all. That's not permission. Like, even if it was permission, it should be permission that people can say it is permission. It should not be the permission that people like, this is not permission. Permission should be permission where somebody's like, yes, you can throw away my life on the internet, which I doubt anybody will say that's permission. You actually have to have permission before you throw someone's life off the internet, and I think that nobody would ever want that. Like, yeah, you need to ask permission before you actually say anything, but people don't seem to care. So if you like, why is this happening? I think most scandals that happen, somebody did something to make the other person angry, but like the whole thing, somebody did something to make the other person angry, but the other person, instead of talking to the person face to face, they said on the internet, and even instead of the person to say sorry, they didn't. And the person did really something, and let me tell you something else, that somebody did something that is really disgusting, and I'm like, no. No. Something should have happened. I think that everybody should be entitled to their own opinion, but I don't think everybody should be entitled. I don't think everybody should be talking everything that's on their mind. I know people say honesty is the best policy, like I keep on repeating, but what you're gonna say is gonna hurt someone's feeling to the deep bone. So yeah, like I think everybody has said this phrase, if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So the whole thing is wrapped up by somebody did something and the other person didn't like it. Instead of them say face to face, they tell on the internet, and the person did something really, really disgusting. I wouldn't say sorry, and then it leads to more controversy, and other people just jump on the stupid train. Or either support or either be against, guys. Either support or either be against. I say again. So it's either against. So yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. So they will not. Most people that jump on the train they don't have anything better to do in their lives. They could go traveling, they could view the world, but no, you have to go in a stupid controversy that will end like a week or so. So, yeah. Like trends happen for a couple of minutes, a couple of week, maybe 1 or 2 weeks, and then gone. Nobody talks about it anymore. It's in the past now. Don't talk about it. It's like, I'm like, and when people do the work, I'm like, that is so 2015. Stop it. It's disgusting. When it was 2015, I'll be like, woo! Let's get it. So, guys, thank you for watching this podcast. This will take a really long time to edit, but yeah. Bye.